There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along on this Election Day Eve. Live local talk over the next couple of hours. And you're a part of it. And today, a chance to hear more from the candidates. Some of the names that'll be on tomorrow's runoff ballot. Joining us in the 1 o'clock hour, Bill Hightower. Later this hour, Jerry Carl. Both, of course, in the AL1 race. And starting off the hour, this hour, it's Jeff Sessions, Senator, AG, and candidate for Senate in tomorrow's Republican primary runoff. Joining us now, thanks for your time. Thanks for being here. And I know today's beyond media junket time. I mean, you must have been everywhere, and you'll continue that throughout the day.
We are hustling. We are working hard. We're in Baldwin County Saturday and be here through Election Day at home in Mobile. Some people say, don't know. I mean, we've always lived here. We came here in 75. This is home. Our children graduated from high school here. My grandchildren, four of them, and my daughter Ruth were on the airport this morning.
Yeah.
Waving signs for me. They wanted to help, and I guess the oldest is 11 and twins at 6, 7. And so it was fun to be out with him. So this is a good experience. I love this community, and I'm asking for their support again. I've tried to be worthy of the confidence they placed in me, and I believe right now there's some challenges in Washington. This country is at risk. I know these issues. My opponent doesn't seem to even be passionate about them. He's gone into a complete hide. He's avoiding the media. He won't debate, but he even won't talk to the media anymore. And so it's really rather remarkable. We need a warrior in Washington. He turned down Martha McCallum and Brett Baer interviews today. So we need to be sure when we send somebody to Washington, they know Mobile, know Baldwin, South Alabama. He can defend our particular interest, get that bridge done without a toll, to work on the channel and to do the things that all that so important to us, including Austell with their 4,500 people, but also to advocate for our values.
You know, I think about, let me just add this to the fact that your opponent here, Tommy Tuberville, has long since shooed this show. It's not come on this show. But yes, in the last 3 weeks to come, you know, to follow up with what you're saying, I have had people asking me, you know, what happened that they have been not doing interviews with those. So, I mean, not only not debating, which you've been talking about for a while, we can argue the merits of that, but no communication with the media. This has been, it's been pretty obvious, and it's beyond this radio station.
Oh, absolutely. Statewide, and people in Huntsville, several of them have been very critical of it, and other places in the state. The man wants to be the United States Senator from Alabama. Look, everybody knew Bradley Byrne. Everybody knew Mo Brooks and when he ran before. In his record, what they believed in, this man never supported a Republican candidate in his life at age 65, never said he was a Republican or conservative. Now we don't even know if he voted for President Trump. He certainly missed voting numerous times in the last few years. Then out of a sudden, he passes through Alabama, goes to Florida, where he claimed his homestead 18 months ago. He flat out said he lived in Florida.
So as of 18 months ago, somebody was asking the exact timeline this morning.
Well, it was maybe 20. Okay. It was November of 18.
Okay.
He claimed homestead in Florida. So look, I just... when we launch somebody for a six-year term in Washington, let's don't make a mistake. And let me tell you, he is one of his top campaign advisors who set up the campaign, Rob Jessmer. I knew well. He ran the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. He forced the Senate candidates not to talk about immigration. When he left the Senate Campaign Committee, he went to Mark Zuckerberg's Forward.us, the number one amnesty group, the number one swamp force in Washington.
And he's now doing both.
He's still with Zuckerberg, and he's been paid $250,000 by Tommy Tuberville to do his campaign. So I just would say we've got to be careful about who we launch. And if you're not a passionate conservative, when you get to Washington, they move you to the left. It always happens.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch that. We've talked about it more probably from the Supreme Court angle than the legislative branch, but it's true. You see that. I can sit back here at home and see that migration.
Oh, you can. Sean, the reason I'm running for this seat again is because I think this is a moment in history that some of the things I fought so hard for and that Alabamians believe in, that Donald Trump came along and championed, and that's why I endorsed him before anybody else. So I ask people, my opponent says I'm part of the swamp.
Yes.
Or if so, why did I endorse Donald Trump long before any other senator did? Why? If he says I'm weak, well, I stood up almost alone against the immigration bill, this massive immigration bill driven by Rob Jessman, Forward.us. We beat them. They know me. Mark Zuckerberg knows me by name because I've called his name on the floor of the Senate and mocked him for putting a wall around his compound in Silicon Valley while he wants to not have a wall to protect America. So this is the kind of thing that's out there. It's important. Ann Coulter today just tweeted.
Saw that. Yeah,
did you see it? I don't have it.
It says, Ann Coulter, Alabama, for the love of God, return this great leader, Jeff Sessions, to the U.S. Senate. So how's that make you feel?
It makes me feel good because these are conservatives. They know whose side I've been on. They know I have not been part of this. So the big lie in this campaign is that Jeff Sessions is weak and that he's part of the swamp. That's what he's been spending money. And, of course, Club for Growth is spending most of the ads for Tuberville are Club for Growth ads. And they opposed Trump in the last election, spent $7 million opposing Trump. So I guess what I would say is I'm taking my case to the people. I believe what I fought for, Alabamians believe in. We can't send an empty suit. We can't send somebody to Washington who won't fight, who turns down Fox interviews.
Mm-hmm.
If you won't do that, you won't debate, won't even talk to the press. I mean, what kind of strength is that? I mean, that's weakness. That's his weakness. He doesn't evidence a passionate commitment to the great issues. I became a Republican as a teenager. We didn't win any of the elections.
You saw the tough days there,
and
didn't
now,
you?
But I just would say you can count on me. You can trust me. I think people believe that.
I want to ask about this strategically here going forward in the Senate. And if you're elected and you go to the Senate, I see a challenge. Obviously, two parts. Number one, at some point, whether it's this next cycle or after four more years, there won't be a President Trump in Washington. On top of that, our state is, it looks like, and I pray not, but it looks like we're probably going to lose a congressional seat, right? So we're going to have a reduced voice in Congress. At the same time, we may not have a President Trump in office at some point. Why you, beyond Tuberville, to go up there and take up the slack, basically, is what, yeah, I may put it a non-political or fancy word, but why can you take up the slack?
Well, it takes you a while, actually, to become effective no matter what. So it took me a while.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, I had a lot more interest and knowledge about it than Tommy Tuberville when I went up there, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And I was a proven hard worker, U.S. attorney here in Mobile, and we cleaned up a lot of stuff here in this city. And so I was prepared for that, but it takes you some time. Jim Inhofe, for example, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, came to Alabama to endorse me. We've got huge Austal shipyard. We've got the Coast Guard base. We've got Airbus. We got to get the state docks rolling. Got to get this bridge built without tolls. We got to make sure we get our fair share of the infrastructure bill money that I think the president's going to get done.
That was on my list of questions. Yeah,
it's really important. That provides us the only new extra money that we can access that might get this bridge done. And we need to make sure we're ready for that. Senator Shelby is supporting me. He chairs the Armed Services Committee. This seat can make, I can beat Doug Jones.
Okay.
I know Doug Jones. I've been vetted. Tuberville's, soon as scandals came out about his hedge fund, where his only partner, Stroud, got a 10-year sentence for fraud, and he was sued for fraud. They formed a investment firm, invited common people to take their retirement plans and turn it over to them. It went sour promptly. It was a they were built. Tuberville had to pay out a secret amount of money. Nobody knows how much he paid. He's got a secrecy agreement, so he won't even talk about it. You got to be Doug Jones has got $8-10 million. They're going to pound both any nominee, but I've been vetted and I've conducted my career carefully. And I just would say that we need to win that race. It could decide which party has the majority in the Senate. If Republicans get the majority, Doug Jones, or Democrats do, he'll vote for Chuck Schumer. Shelby will remove as chairman of the committee. It's a huge thing to maintain a majority in the Senate.
Right, and that's where we come back for the break. I want to get into a little more, too, the strategy of that and where you see, you know, us as a senatorial delegation. If Senator Shelby doesn't run again down the road, from the days when we were the most senior delegation in Washington to we could be the most junior. Coming right back, talking more with Jeff Sessions. Of course, you'll see his name on the ballot tomorrow in the Republican primary runoff for Senate.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile on this day before Election Day at the runoff. I know it's strange here. It's actually, I guess, tomorrow the latest day that we could have the election here in Alabama still be compliant with time frame going into November. You know, when I heard Secretary of State make that announcement way back when, I said, well, that'll be fine. Everything will be normal by July 14th. We'll be back to a normal schedule here. People got to navigate mask mandates and questions about coronavirus as they head to the polls tomorrow. Jeff Sessions, you going to head out, vote here at home, I'm sure.
Right. Vote here on Hillcrest.
But folks are, you know, I mean, I know that the Secretary of State has made it, you know, we've talked about it for months, and it ended deadline last week for people to get their absentee ballot in. But it is a strange situation where I'm not just cajoling people to go vote because it's their, you know, it's their job as a citizen. But on top of it, people are going, I don't know if do I get the mask on? Do I go vote? Is it safe? All those kind of questions.
It is. You know, the whole thing has distracted us. From the election, it's hard to penetrate with all the, you know, the virus and other things, the summer. But I would say that a lot of people that are supporting me are focused. They say they're voting on Election Day. I would suggest you wear your mask. I absolutely will. I think we all should be careful. I talked to Mobile Hospital people the other day. They're close to full. So we're not over this pandemic yet. But it does appear to me that people are turning out. We're going to have a higher than normal absentee vote. I think that's
some of the numbers.
Not as huge, but it's still a bigger number. And I hope that people will be sure to follow through. I think if you go in, if you're careful and you don't loiter around and spend a bunch of time gossiping, I think you can easily, safely vote. And I urge people to do so.
Y'all hear that, my kinfolk? Y'all hear that? Don't gossip around. Vote and get gone. I know y'all. So many texts coming in here. This one here, let's see, from unnamed texter said, I'm voting for you tomorrow because of your experience and integrity. I hope you win, but if you don't, would you consider running for governor?
We're thinking about tomorrow. That's what we're focused on.
I knew that would be the answer.
And, Lord, I've enjoyed, look forward to enjoying some grandchildren, too.
Yeah, that's it.
We got 10 and had, you know, four of them here. And my son's coming in tomorrow with his four from Birmingham.
Pile.
I got 10 of them. And they're so wonderful. And the oldest just turned 13 yesterday. So this is a packed group.
Wow, you got
10 of them. The oldest is 13.
Well, Thanksgiving table has got to be. Got to put some extra leaves in that thing.
Yeah, it is. We've had some good Thanksgiving get-togethers. We try to let them have their own Christmas at home and visit them. But look, our country is a great, great country. This very heritage is under attack. When you have people say you can't celebrate the 4th of July because it's a racist act,
yeah.
You know that people are sick, that their minds are screwed up. And too much of this is being taught in our colleges and universities. I went on those campuses as Attorney General. And also, after I left,
they wanted to shut you down when you went to those college campuses.
They gave me, you know, and I talked about free speech.
Yeah, and they did not want you to.
Conservatives, you know, you are an American. The Constitution gives you the right to speak. Don't let anybody tell you you can't speak your truth and what you believe in on college campuses. What is this? So this is a trend, a dangerous trend that has to be resisted.
I want to talk about strategy here as we went to the break. So going forward, I worry about losing the congressional district, which is even a bigger amplification of how important it is to have folks in the Senate representing Alabama. It's the only place we get to punch, you know, get even punch here.
Well, there's no doubt about it. Bradley Byrne did very well in Mobile in this Senate race. It was North Alabama that he, you know, had a difficult getting over. But he was highly competent. You know where he stood, whereas unlike Tommy Tuberville, we don't know who he is. Even the new candidates, both of them have records that you can judge them by, and people know them. So I do feel like that we're at a point in time that Mobile can play a big role in this election for the Senate.
Yeah, I wonder.
I think it can make a big difference for me and who wins.
Mobile's been big for you in the past, obviously, and it's a big deal now. That's what I wonder. You've spent, I'm sure, a lion's share of the time in those, you know, those other counties. You know,
oh, we have. We were in Morgan County. In the last 10 days, we've been in Tuscaloosa.
Okay.
Great reception over there. I did really well in Tuscaloosa.
You did, yeah.
I led in Tuscaloosa. We were in Huntsville. I led that area in the race, and it feels really good there with endorsements of the top people, State Senator Arthur Orr, Speaker of the House,
McCutcheon,
Dale Strong, the head of the county commission, the sheriff, Kevin Turner. Of course, got Sheriff Sam Cochran here and Ashley Rich here, Hoss Mack in Baldwin County.
Law enforcement, so all support.
They have been so great to me, and I love them. And they're under attack, and they need a smart, tough defender in the Senate.
What do a couple more questions come in here, Ben? This one, this is interesting, and I don't know if we have time to really delve into it, but Fred asking, what is your plan on, so if reelected, what is your plan on DACA?
The president made a very, very generous offer to the Democrats some years ago. I supported it. And it would have included some 800,000, as I remember, people that allegedly came here as young people, brought here by some adult, and it would provided status for them. He simply asked that there be loopholes be closed and that this not happen again. And the Democrats rejected it. He gave them what they wanted for the young people. All he asked was that we have a lawful system of immigration, close these loopholes, help him be successful in doing that. They don't want to do that. They rejected that time and time again, and that's what's going to happen now. We need to find out whether, I hope the president will stay close to what he did before. I think it was justifiable, but we need to demand take the case to the American people. The Democrats claim they care about these young people. Why aren't they at least helping us make sure it doesn't happen again? Every time you give amnesty, you incentivize more people to come illegally because they think they'll get amnesty in the future.
All right. Closing thought here. We have about 30 seconds here before people show up at the polls tomorrow.
Well, I love Alabama. I grew up in this state. Tommy Tuberville just passed through. In 18 months ago, he was Florida. And he does not share our values. He doesn't seem to have a passion for it. If the people allow me to go back, I'll be a warrior to protect this heritage of our country, protect our police, and defend the Trump agenda.
Jeff Sessions, thank you.
Thank you.